Welcome to Inspired Living with Mark Lanehart, the intuitive prospector. Every Wednesday, Mark, along with his special guests, will explore thought-provoking topics and ideas that promote creativity, self-help, healing, happiness, and well-being to inspire you on your spiritual journey. Each week, Mark will discuss different paths to achieving a more spiritual, balanced, happy, and healthy lifestyle. Topics will elevate consciousness and range from metaphysics to the human and social experience and all things spiritual. Welcome to an inspired community that offers support, encouragement, and new ways of thinking. Mark is a tested, certified, and professional spiritual medium, metaphysical teacher, healer, and spiritual advisor with a spiritual practice based in Seattle, Washington. You are the inspired and the inspiration.
Happiness is a gift, and the trick is not to expect it, but to delight in it when it comes. That's a quote from Charles Dickens. Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you may be in this beautiful planet of ours. This is Inspired Living Radio. I am your host, Mark Lanehart, the Intuitive Prospector, and I just want to say thank you for joining us today. And we're going to be talking about some happiness hacks, taking some time to disconnect so we can have the time to reconnect. And most importantly, this is the last show of 2024 Inspired Living Radio. I take the entire month of December off from my spiritual practice, any readings, any writings. I do work behind the scenes, just to be honest, but nothing publicly, nothing out there in the social media sphere. And it's important to do that. We're going to be taking the next hour to talk about happiness hacks, how we can find happiness, what happiness looks like, what happiness feels like. But I'm also going to be talking about next year, 2021, and the year of the five, what we call freedom, loving, adventure. So I may sound a little bit different today. I think my microphone after this year, it's been quite a year, hasn't it? It is finally, I think, giving up the ghost, as we like to say. So it might be time to invest in a new microphone come 2021. I've gotten pretty good use out of this microphone with five seasons of Inspired Living Radio. So I will be opening up the phone lines later in the show, about halfway through. If you want to call in and just let me know, have a conversation. I'd love to hear how Inspired Living Radio has helped you in your journey. I did this recently on my Metaphysical Mocha Monday show in the Healing Cafe on Monday, and I had people come in live with me in the Zoom room and just share with me what the shows have done for people, and I want to do that same thing with Inspired Living Radio. So if you want to call in, the number to call in is 202-570-7057. That is the Om Times Radio call in line. Producer Chris will put you in the waiting room. And if you are calling from somewhere outside of the United States or in the United States, please give us a call because I'd love to hear how Inspired Living Radio podcasts, live shows have made a difference in your life and how so. If you want to learn more about the work I'm doing here in the beautiful Pacific Northwest of Seattle, Washington, you can find me at marklanehart.com, internet search The Intuitive Prospector. Love to work with you in 2021 and help you do a little spiritual prospecting for your own spiritual transformations, your own spiritual healing, and of course, your own spiritual gold or finding that diamond within. If you want to catch any of the past five seasons, I can't believe we're going into five seasons, wow, or five seasons already under the belt, as we move into the sixth season, you can go over to our Encore platforms. So the Encore shows of Inspired Living Radio, all past five seasons, can be found at iTunes, YouTube, SoundCloud, Podbean, marklanehart.com, and of course, Om Times Radio Archive. Just go to the archives and click on the folder for Inspired Living Radio, and you can open up all the shows, and also as well as over on iTunes, where I do a lot of sharing of iTunes, just because it's fun to go back and listen to some of the past shows. I will be posting Encore shows on our closed face, or actually it's our open Facebook page now. I've opened it up to the public. It used to be a closed page on Facebook, but it's called Inspired Living Radio, and I'll be doing Encore shows throughout the month of December for all of our past five seasons of amazing guests, wonderful topics, things that just make you go, for over the past five seasons. So I'll be posting those Encore shows through the month of December as I take December off, if you want to catch out any of those Encore shows. With the social media platforms, you can follow us in a few places. Facebook is the main page, just look for Inspired Living Radio. It is an open group now to the public. We have listeners from all around the world, and we appreciate our inspired listeners. You can also follow us over on Instagram and Twitter under the handle Inspired For Us. So the three platform social media that we'll be moving forward in 2021 is Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Those will be the main three social media platforms moving forward. And of course, you can go to Ohm Times Radio and you can click on the live global player right now. You can listen from anywhere in the world on any device, no membership, no password, no username needed. You just click on that global player right on the Ohm Times Radio main page and you start to hear the wonderful shows that Ohm Times streams throughout the week, including Inspired Living Radio. And this will be replaying later in the week as well. So, again, if you want to learn more about me, go to marklanehart.com. You can get on my my new edition of shows coming out in 2021, Metaphysical Mocha Mondays and The Healing Cafe. And I hope that you'll join me in 2021 because it's going to be a fun-filled year. And what a year this has been of 2020, hasn't it? So I want to just take a second before I get into some happiness, what I like to call happiness hacks, and just share with you on this last show of 2020 because it has been quite a transformative year for many of us. For some of us, it's been tragic. It's been learning. It's been patience. It's been transformative. It's been observation. It's been perspective. And when I did my first show of 2020 back on January 8th, I talked about the great coming together. I talked about the year of the four, that the roaring 20s, as I saw it, was going to be coming in a big way. Not like 2019, which was a universal year in numerology, but the four was going to be a year of transformation and tearing down things of old so we could start moving into building things of new. And think of it like construction. In order to build a new stadium, you have to tear down the old foundations of the old stadium. And that's what we're doing here in the United States. We're tearing down a lot of old ways of thinking, a lot of old ways of being. We've seen everything this year in 2020 from racism, systemic racism, divide, politics, different opinions, the COVID virus that has literally, you know, impacted so many millions of lives, the economy. It's a little bit more than I thought it was going to be honest with you, when I did my prediction show. But I'm going to come back to the four words that I shared with you. Since this is the last show and the first show, January 8th, you can go back and catch that podcast and what I talked about and what I saw for this year. The four words that really resonated with me, and I'm going to stay to that because we're moving into the year of the five, 2021, was what I saw as the great coming together, homeostasis, sustainability, and self-mastery. And if you reflect back what 2020 has been for you and what those four words are, the great coming together, we're going to have a great coming together. If we're going to beat this COVID virus, if we're going to beat this pandemic, everybody's going to have to get on the same boat because we're all in the same boat. And a rising tide lifts all ships. And so we need to have this great coming together, regardless of your political affiliation, regardless of your religious background. Wear a mask, wash your hands, social distance, pay attention to science. I would remind people the only thing that refutes science is better science. And we're going to have to come together in order to beat this. There is going to be an antidote coming in 2021, specifically right around the month of May, which is the fifth month in the 5 years, what I see. But to have this vaccine, which many companies will discover and are working on right now to release out into the public, it's still going to take time to get there in 2021. But that's where I can see the great coming together happening. From my psychic predictions of my first show back in January, is because we're all going to need to do it together, because the virus doesn't care who you are, who you love, what you look like, who you support. It looks for a host. And so that's where, for me, the great coming together is very, very important. I also talked about homeostasis. Homeostasis is a medical term that we use. I work in the medical field as a certified healthcare provider. Homeostasis is that center road, not fight, not flight of what the nervous system constantly does throughout the day, but homeostasis of middle ground, finding middle ground. And I think in where we're at in society right now, we both have to find, both sides have to find a middle ground to work together so we can all have this great coming together, as I foresaw. Self-sustainability, or sustainability and self-mastery, sustainability for how we're moving forward as a species, as a society, as our planet, and of course, self-mastery, which we have seen. Some people are learning self-mastery very well, some not so much. So, you know, this year has been a very transformative year, a year like none other. For those of us that are going to move into 2021, we can say that we lived through a great pandemic, something we haven't seen in over 100 years to this scale. And I just want to give an inspired listening shout out to all of our healthcare heroes, those that are on the front lines, those that are, you know, nurses, doctors, firefighters, police, first responders, paramedics, Everybody that's on the front line to make the food chain stay alive, the railroad workers, the mail, the postal workers, you know, the people in the stores. A big shout out to all of you. And we just want to say thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Because without you doing your job, and I know that you're burned out, I know that you're tired, but there is hope coming in 2021. We are going to get through this in 2021 from a numerology standpoint, like I said, is what we call the freedom loving adventure. And if I break those words down, which I'm going to do later here in the show after our first break, we're going to talk about freedom, freedom from the virus, freedom from racism, freedom from, you know, poverty and moving into more equality. And we're going to talk about adventure, because the year of the five is going to be an adventure where we can all get out again and start living our lives without having to be in isolation. And then, of course, the adventure, the freedom loving adventure, experiencing new things. And I'll talk about that after the break of what we can look forward to. And of course, get into some what I call happiness hacks to help you on your journey ahead as we prepare for a new year, a new way of being. And again, this year of 2020 has been a very transformative, tragic year for many. But with the new year right around the corner, we have a new direction, we have new life, we have new energy, and there's always hope. And we'll talk about hope, happiness, and what 2021 is going to look like in the year of the five. So again, thanks for tuning in to today's live show of Inspired Living Radio, our last show of 2020. And after we come back from our first break, I will talk about happiness hacks, taking the time to disconnect so we can actually reconnect, and of course, what numerology 2021 is going to look like from a numerology forecast. So let's see here. All right, I'll just keep talking until the music cues, and we will go from there. I was waiting for the music to cue up. Okay, I'll keep talking.
The future of internet radio is here. Om Times Radio, IOM FM. Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of Om Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of Om Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
My name is Victor Furman. Some call me The Voice. I've always been fascinated with human nature, spirituality, science, and the crossroads at which they meet. Join me Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern on Om Times Radio, and we'll explore these topics and so much more on Destination Unlimited.
One planet, 7.3 billion people. Only one you. Life offers us many opportunities and learning experiences. Are you ready to explore and discover this beautiful planet, the life and energy all around us, the spiritual world, and what is unseen, along with your own personal soul adventure? Mark Lanehart, the intuitive prospector, is the spiritual connection you have been prospecting for. Internationally known as a tested and professional clairvoyant medium and spiritual advisor, Mark's work as a metaphysical teacher, medical instructor, radio show host, inspirational writer, and hiking guide are here to help you on a journey of self-discovery, healing, inspiration, education, and a whole lot of spiritual awesomeness. Dare to dream. Dare to explore. Dare to live. For more information on Mark's spiritual practice in Seattle, Washington, please visit marklanehart.com or internet search The Intuitive Prospector.
A social distancing tip.
Putting distance between yourself and others is critical to slowing the spread of coronavirus. So here are ways to stay in contact without the physical contact part. Call, send a text, set up a video conference, post on social media, dedicate a song on the radio. If you have symptoms of fever, dry cough, and shortness of breath, call your healthcare provider before going to their office. For more info, visit coronavirus.gov.
Let's all do our part, because we're all hashtag alone together. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Inspired Living Radio. I am your host, Mark Lanehart, the Intuitive Prospector, here for our last show of 2020. I take the month of December off to take the time to disconnect so I can have the time to reconnect to self, reconnect to some of my hobbies, reconnect to my writing and my book. And I always, I started this about 2 years ago. And so today's last show for 2020 is talking about happiness hacks and taking the time to disconnect so you can reconnect to what is important to you. And of course, what 2021 is going to look like. So before the break, I was just talking about a few things of what this year of 2020 has been for many of us. And I think we're all ready to just take a nice deep breath and move into a new energy. Now, some people would say, well, it's, you know, a date of January 1st doesn't change anything with where we're at in the world. But, I always talk about, you know, if you want to unlock the secrets of the universe, you don't look at what you see. You think in terms of energy, you think in terms of frequency, and you think in terms of vibration. And where we're going in 2021, it's a completely different year from what I had forecasted for 2020, or what I called the roaring 20s, that was going to kind of come in like a lion, and it sure did. It really kind of set the tone. It's going to have a historical perspective where we will look back at this year and see a lot of things that we did not like, a lot of things that we disagreed about. I always say that we can disagree about things, but we don't need to be disagreeable with each other. We saw a lot of that this year in 2020. And 2021 is going to be, I'm telling you guys, it is going to be a completely different energy shift in mindset, in society, in our planet, in science, in health, in space exploration. I'm excited for what 2021 has to look like. And, you know, I start in December to start to meditate and look at what the year ahead looks like, just like I did this time last year with our last show in November before Thanksgiving. And I was like, oh boy, 2020 is going to be a heck of a year. It's going to be a hell of a year, to be honest with you. And I was like, put on your seatbelt. It's buckle up. It's going to be a ride. And it sure has been. But we're almost done with this ride. We have one more month left before we shift into that new energy, that new frequency, and that new vibration of what the 2021 year holds for us. And I want to just say, as we are coming together in whatever way that we can with this pandemic, I want to say happy Thanksgiving. I hope that you are taking the time to observe Thanksgiving and give thanks for, you know, this is probably no better time to be thankful than right now. Be thankful for what you have. Be thankful for who you are and what you, are having in life, because we've had a lot of things taken away from us. Maybe you've lost a family member or a friend. I know that I have personally, both a family member and a friend and a colleague have all been impacted by COVID, either tested positive and or have moved into the spirit world. And we're going to get to the point with this pandemic where you know somebody that, you know, is, you know, tested positive or has gone to the hospital or been on a ventilator or had to stay in isolation. And it's been a tough year, and we're going to get past this. And again, I'm going to come back to what I said earlier, the great coming together. We're going to move into homeostasis, and we are going to just move into sustainability and self-mastery. Okay, so let's talk about some happiness hacks, and let's talk about the importance of taking the time to disconnect so that you can reconnect. And this is something I did 2 years ago when I had reached the end of the year. I was very tired. I was burned out. I wasn't doing a lot of self-care for myself, and I paid a little bit of a price for that 2 years ago. And I said, what can I do to refresh, revive, rejuvenate, reflect for the year ahead? And somebody suggested, well, why don't you just take some time off, Mark? Why don't you take, the December month off, instead of trying to doing workshops and doing readings and working with clients, just shut everything down. December is a pretty, quiet month. We have the, the Christmas holidays, or, whatever holiday that you celebrate, Hanukkah or Christmas or wherever you're at in the world. It's a, it's a month of celebration and not a lot going on. So I did, I shut everything down. And what a transformation that is. I learned when you take the time to disconnect so you can have the time to reconnect, you find out a lot about yourself, what you want, your passions, what happiness is for you. And for me, when I turn down that noise, when I turn down those distractions, and there's a lot of distractions, whether it's out on social media, the news cycles, people in your life, family, your friends, your career, your job, when you turn all that down, your intuition turns up. So, you can learn and hear a lot in the silence, as I remind people. And so I take the month of December to take the time to disconnect, so I have the time to reconnect to self, my self-care, my health, my mind, my body, my soul, because we are spiritual, energetic beings here first, having a human experience in this human body. And so it's important to find that balance. And so I would highly recommend it to take, you know, some time off for yourself, whether it's in December or whether it's a mid-break throughout the year. But it's important to take that time to disconnect. I always think about, you know, what Abraham Lincoln had talked about. Most people are about as happy as they make up their minds to be. And I'm going to talk about happiness now, because as we are moving into 2021, the year of the five, or what we call freedom, loving, adventure from a numerology standpoint, we have a lot to be thankful for, we have a lot to be hopeful for, and we have a lot to look forward to, including happiness. And one of the things that has helped me in finding the simple ways to be happier, or what I call happiness hacks, is, you know, seeing that being joyful as itself is your fundamental responsibility. And what I mean by that, I always say that the first and most fundamental responsibility for human being is to become a joyous being. We have that choice. We have the power of free will. We have the power of choice. And to be happy is not the ultimate aspect of life. It is the fundamental aspect of life. If you are not happy, what else can you do with your life? Only if you are happy can other great possibilities open up. It is literally the energy, the like attracts like. What you put out, you get back. What you vibrate out, again, thinking in terms of energy, frequency, and vibration, what goes out will come back. You know, the laws of creation, the laws of energy. And whatever you do, it is only your inner quality that you are going to spread. Whether you like it or not, that is the reality of where we're at, the journey that you are on. Unless something of true value happens within you, you cannot do anything of tremendous value to the world. So if you are concerned about the world, the first thing you must do is transform yourself from the inside out to start tapping into what we call the joyous being. It's very much what Gandhi talked about. If you want to be the change, if you want to see the change in the world, it starts with you. And it starts with your inner being, your authentic self, your higher self, your inner self, your ego, whatever you want to refer that to. But that is really going within is the only way out. And that's first and foremost something that I learned in my journey, my spiritual development, my spiritual pathways, is seeing that being joyful is a fundamental responsibility of you, because no one else is going to do it. And trust me, you guys, the external world is not going to bring you happiness. So I always talk about that, you know, nature. Realize that joy is your original nature. A lot of times we get so busy and so distracted that we, you know, so much noise that we can't really truly connect to our inner self and what our intuition is, which is the language of the soul. And, you know, it doesn't matter what you're pursuing in your life. It doesn't. You know, we're the only species that pays to live here. We're the only species on the planet that measures our life by time and how old we are. No other species does that. So, you know, it doesn't matter what you're pursuing in life, whether it's a law degree, whether it's a medical degree, whether it's just, you know, working in retail, working in technology, you know, whether it's in business, whether it's, you know, in politics, you know, education or some sort of service, you are doing so because somewhere deep inside you, you are feeling that this will bring you happiness. And if it doesn't, then this is a time to, you know, take the time to disconnect so you have the time to reconnect to what is important for you, because the journey of life and being happy is, one, getting paid to do what you love, because again, we're the only species that pays to live here. So you might as well get paid to do what you love. That's a form of happiness. But also have a conversation with yourself and be honest and real with yourself that if you don't enjoy what you're doing, then find something else to do. Set those intentions. Start manifesting. Start planting seed. Doesn't mean you have to quit your job right now or quit your relationship right now, you know, whatever you're not happy with. But start planting seeds today so you can create the future you want tomorrow. And, you know, every single action that we perform on this planet springs from an aspiration to be happy, because it is the original nature of us. It is the original nature. And, again, another example of how powerful nature is. When you were a child, you were simply happy, yes or no? Go back to your childhood of just basic, no responsibilities, no job, no relationships, just being in life, being happy. That is the nature of human beings, beings. That's what we mean by being. The source of joy is within you. You can take charge of it if you choose to in your free will. I always remind people to put things in perspective. you know, today, this morning, you know, did you see that the sun came up wonderfully? Did you look with eyes of wonder and have that perspective of, you know, how short life can be? You know, tomorrow is not guaranteed. You can't change the past of where you came from and what has happened. But what you can do is tap into what I call the magic of the moment and being in that moment, being a human being, putting things in perspective. The sun did come up this morning. I got up and I watched it. It was beautiful. You know, we're here in the fall in the Pacific Northwest. The trees are changing. The trees are a reminder that you let stuff go, just like they let the leaves go, knowing that in a cycle, things will return, things will come back. If you start to look at your life that way, of seasons and cycles, you'll realize that it helps you to connect to yourself. It helps you connect to nature. No, you know, no stars fell down to my knowledge. The moon didn't explode. You know, everything seems to be functioning right now. Everything seems to be in order, even if you don't agree with it, you know, whether it's an external standpoint. But it seems like the whole cosmos is happening wonderfully today, and we're a part of that cosmos. But again, you know, it's how you fit into that perspective, how you see yourself in that perspective. You know, Dr. Wayne Dyer, I always go back to what he said. He talked a lot about if you change the way that you look at things, the things that you look at will start to change. So it really does come back to you. It really does come back to putting things in perspective. And again, if everything seems to be functioning at on a natural scale in nature, you know, just a worm of thought worming through the head makes you believe that it's a bad day. And that is your choice. Those are your thoughts. That's why we're special as humans, because we have the power to create. We have the power of thought. We think, therefore we are. But it can also lead to that suffering of thought. Suffering is happening essentially because most human beings have lost perspective of what this life is about. You know, whether it's the psychological process of becoming far larger than the existing, you know, the existential process of just more than existent, or, you know, put it bluntly, you've made it pretty clear that you want to, you know, be bigger than what creation is by having this job or power, and that's only going to bring suffering. It is the source of suffering. So I come back to my original statement of why I take the time to disconnect so I can make the time to reconnect, because through that process, you don't tap into that suffering. You don't tap into those thoughts of being distracted by what life can do. You start tapping into the nature of being. You start tapping into nature. You start having perspective for the little things like clean drinking water, a roof over your head. I call it all the time an attitude for gratitude, which is very, very important. And it helps you to get away from suffering. So these are little happiness hacks that I'm sharing with you. You know, one of the first things that I always remind people, whether it's through the radio show or a student or somebody I'm mentoring, is stop pretending your problems don't exist. Everybody has problems. Everybody has a story to tell. Face them. I always say the longer you ignore them, the stronger they're going to get. So you might as well face them, get through it, climb that mountain. Life is a series of mountains that we continue to climb. We get to the bottom, we have to start over. You know, stop putting your happiness or life satisfaction in the hands of others. You're not going to find that your happiness is in the hands of others. The happiness resides within you. Stop pretending your mistakes never happened. We're all here to learn. I always say fail. Fail is first attempt in learning, and life is learn it from experience. Sometimes by making mistakes, that's how we learn, so we can grow, we can transform and evolve. Sometimes we make mistakes repeatedly, and I always say the lesson repeats until it completes, and what we resist persists. But being in life is part of the process of making mistakes, not knowing what you didn't know before you made that mistake, and hopefully you can learn from that. You know, learn from that, grow from that. They made you who you are, your mistakes did. And, you know, the things that have happened in your past, those don't have to define you, and those don't have to say who you are. You choose who you want to become. Stop telling yourself you can't do something before you give it an honest effort. Stop neglecting the things that are important to you. Stop putting the needs of other people first. Take care of yourself. Love yourself. Become your own best friend. These are part of the processes that I do in the month of December when I take that time to disconnect, because it's your journey, you guys. It's your spiritual journey. The old proverb goes, you come into this world alone, so shall you return. And what that means is, you're going to be welcomed by the human consciousness and the human experience when you come to this planet. And you're going to be welcomed by those in the spirit world, the etheric plane, your loved ones, your fur babies, your children, your grandparents, your friends. They'll welcome you on the other side, but that process of death is your process. That process of birth is your process. And really, life is just a series of inhalations and exhalations of breath and how many breaths we're going to take. So you might as well use every breath and carpe diem and start having the conversations with yourself that are constructive, not self-sabotaging, so you can find happiness. And these are just a few happiness hacks that I like to talk about, that I like to share with you, things that I've done in my journey. And of course, you know, stop trying to be like someone else. Instead, create the best version of who you are. Try to become the better version of who you were yesterday. And that's not always easy to do, but it's something that you can put an effort and give a try. If you don't make it, you know, fall down 7 times, stand up 8. That's a big part of life and not giving up on life. And that's something within the last 3 years, whether through the radio show, my spiritual practice, or, you know, taking this month of December off, that I have found is very vital and important for my journey, and still giving it an honest effort. Even if I fail, I always remind my students, fail often, fail big, because it's first attempt at learning, and that's how you grow, that's how you transform, and what doesn't kill you will make you stronger. So again, stop neglecting the things that are important to you. Stop waiting for a time, whether it's retirement. People talk to me all the time about retirement, graduation, or promotion. You know, when I was going through school, you know, you get through, you know, start with kindergarten, then you go to, elementary school, and then you go to high school. And then for some, you go on to college or a vocational school, and some of them go on to their master's. But there always seems to be like we're waiting for something. And then we start to work after we go to college or we go to a vocation. Some didn't go to college. That's fine. But then you're working this job and now you're going to work to get to retirement. Well, retirement's not guaranteed, and I have looked at the death rates of retirement, and I'm not sure that I want to retire. So stop waiting for a time, retirement, graduation, a promotion, when you can be happy. Instead, learn to find happiness in your current life, what's going on right now, and again, what I call the magic of the moment. And it's really easy to do, guys. Just have an attitude for gratitude and what things you're grateful for what you have right now. It's really easy to go down that path of what you don't have or what you wish you had or what that person did to you. But at the same time, there's a lot to be thankful for, including your health. You know, for those that are, you know, being impacted by this COVID, this pandemic, your health is your true wealth. So my recommendation for happiness hacks is stop spending time with people who bring you down. Surround yourself with people that are like-minded, that are going to lift you up. You know, not tell you, don't be a yes sir, no sir, yes ma'am, no ma'am type of person. Don't surround yourself with people like that. I think we could all think of a few people in life and in politics and in entertainment that do that. But spend time with people who lift you up, people that, you know, challenge you, but, you know, do it in ways that are lifting your energy or getting or challenging you to be the better version of yourself. Misery loves company, and that's, you know, that's true. It really is true. And there's a lot of miserable people out there. So choose to not be around those people. This could be your family, could be friends, could even be a relationship that you're in. But stop spending time with people who bring you down is something that I would recommend as a happiness hack. Stop questioning your self-worth. I always say walk away from anything or anyone that makes you question your self-worth on external forces. Life is too short for that. Your value comes from the inside, not what somebody else thinks about you. There's a lot of stories throughout history that you can reflect on, people that had really challenging lives, really challenging times, but they never gave up on life. They continued to progress. They kept moving forward. One of those folks that I've long looked to is Winston Churchill. When he had the weight of the world in World War II on him, he kept pushing forward. He was an inspiration. I'm sure it was very tough on him emotionally, psychology-wise, mentally, physically. But he always said, if you stop to listen to every barking dog along the way, you're never going to get to where you're going. And I can tell you guys, there's a lot of pundits, a lot of critics, a lot of cynics, a lot of opinions out there. Keep going. Keep finding who you are. Find your worth. And again, stop questioning your self-worth based on external forces. Your value comes from inside. Stop working for someone else's dream. Set your own goals. Make them meaningful. I always say, believe it, see it, achieve it, visualize it, manifest it. Things are born twice, first in your mind, and then what actions you take to bring them out into your reality. If they stay in your mind, that's fine, but we call those daydreams. So I also recommend as a happiness hack is stop being jealous of others. Let me say that again. Stop being jealous of others. Either go out and achieve those things for yourself or embrace the life that you do have right now. I see a lot of this on social media, and I see a lot of people wishing they could live other people's lives, or they're so dependent on the words of other people. You know, people don't want to hear your words. People want to hear their words coming out of your mouth. And that's not happiness. That's not your authentic higher self. So stop working for someone else's dream. Set your own goals. Make them meaningful. Stop being jealous of others. And either go out and achieve those things for yourself or embrace the life you do have. Stop believing that you can't change. I believe you can. And again, that comes from within. And that is just some of the happiness hacks of, you know, finding happiness, getting away from those distractions or those suffering moments based on our thoughts and based on our perspective and based on our past, based on our a future of what we think the future is going to hold for us. And as we get to the last part of the show, we're going to be talking about what 2021 looks like, the year of the five, freedom, loving, adventure. Whew, let me just take a drink of coffee here. I feel like I've been talking. And as I say that, the sun here in my studio is coming out, and it's just, you know, the sun is shining down on me, and it's just a good reminder is to find the magic in the moment. Take in a nice deep breath, put a smile on your face, and be grateful for what you do have. I, you know, as I'm thinking, when we come back, I'll pick this back up with a few happiness hacks and what 2021 looks like. Again, this is Inspired Living Radio. Thanks for listening, guys. We'll be back here in just a few minutes.
The cutting edge of conscious radio, Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Have you wondered how to change your love paradigm? The secret key is finding a love partnership, not just a regular connection. How do you find these? Through conscious relationships. Ascending Hearts Dating is a dating site for people like you that believes in second chances and a different type of spiritual connection. Try Ascending Hearts for free at ascendinghearts.com and change your love paradigm. Ascending Hearts, the premier dating community for the spiritually awake.
More than 24 million Americans have an autoimmune disorder, and that number continues to grow. I'm Sharon Saylor, and I'm one of those 24 million. To put that number in perspective, cancer affects about 9 million and heart disease up to 22 million. That's why I've brought together top experts and those thriving regardless of their diagnosis to bring you the latest, most up-to-date information. Join me, Sharon Saylor, Friday night, 7 p.m. Eastern, for the Autoimmune Hour on Life Interrupted Radio to find out how to live your life uninterrupted.
Opiates has taken everything and everyone I've ever loved away from me. Everything.
I blew my ankle out and I got prescribed pain pills by my doctor.
If making my detox public is going to help somebody, I'm all for it. I just wish I would have had a warning.
Opioid dependence can happen after just 5 days. Know the truth, spread the truth. A message from Truth, the Ad Council, and ONDCP.
All right, everyone, welcome back to Inspired Living Radio, last segment of the show, the last show of 2020. Again, if you want to call in or share what Inspired Living Radio has done for you, you can call us live at 202-570-7057. That is the Om Times Radio call-in line. You can also go to our Facebook page, Inspired Living Radio, and just post a comment of what this season has been for you, if it's helped you, if it's given you insight, if it's helped you heal, transform, different perspectives. And I just want to say thank you. Thank you for being a listener. Thank you for being an inspired listener from wherever you're at, in whatever part of the world you are at. We have listeners from all around the globe. I appreciate you. I respect you. I honor you. I value you. I love you. And I just want to say thank you. Thank you from myself. Thank you from my team. Thank you from the producers at Om Times Radio. We just want to say, let's get through this year. Let's get this last month under our belt. Let's get into 2021 And let's move forward with a new season of Inspired Living Radio. We'll be back for our sixth season starting in January. I'm looking forward to that. Some amazing guests, fingers crossed. I'm looking forward to an amazing guest that reached out to me, and I'm hoping to bring them on and do a live interview with them. But thank you so much. Post a comment on our closed Facebook page if Inspired Living Radio, whether you're catching the live show or any of the podcasts over the last year has helped you. I'd love to just see those comments, or you can call in real quick and have a quick chat. Just let us know what you thought at 202-570-7057. And I was just talking about happiness, giving you some of my happiness hacks, as I like to say, as we try to find happiness within. And I always remind people that happiness isn't something that depends on our surroundings. It's something we make inside ourselves. And there's a lot of truth to that. So there's a nice reminder out there called 7 Steps to Happiness. Think less, feel more. I always think of Charlie Chaplin when he he said humans think too much and feel too little. Frown less, smile more. It takes more muscles to frown than it does to smile. And just wherever you find yourself right now, just put a nice smile on your face and just see how that makes you feel. Talk less, listen more. That's why we have 2 ears and 1 mouth. But we have a lot of people that love to talk, don't we? Especially out on the news cycle, social media. This has been one for me. Judge less and accept more. I'm not always right. I'm actually wrong many times, but I try to see the perspective of somebody else and how they're seeing something, and not judge them for it, but just try to observe and understand why they see that. So judge less, accept more. Watch less, do more. That includes social media, television. I'm going to be getting into some of my books and just disconnecting from it all. Complain less, appreciate more. Big part of happiness. Your words and the thoughts that become your words. Your body doesn't know the difference, you guys, at the cellular level, what it is, a joke, what self-sabotage, or what is, are you being serious? So think about your words. Words matter. And if you're complaining, your body at the cellular level is going to take that on. And it's going to, impact you, your thoughts, your mind, your body, your spirit. So complain less, appreciate more. And of course, fear less and love more. For me, fear is false evidence appearing real. And the power of love with what I do in my mediumship and my psychic, I've done thousands of readings with people all around the world. And the one thing I found consistent, whether you're in the physical world or whether you're in the unseen etherical plane or heaven or the spirit world or afterlife, whatever you want to call it, is that power of love. That is the one consistent thing that connects our physical world to what is unseen in this spirit world. So those are some happiness hacks for you as we move forward into 2021. Somebody did post something on our page, so thank you. And again, thank you to our inspired listeners. We always like to say, be inspired, inspire others, inspire before we expire, because life is a journey. Life is an adventure. And as we move into 2021, this is our next adventure. This is our next shift, if you will. We're going to shift not only from a conscious standpoint, but I think a lot of what we do and what we went through in 2021, as we think about health, as we think about technology, as we think about me losing my voice, excuse me, been talking for an hour. But as we move into 2021, some of you may be already feeling that shift of energy. You may be feeling a sense of more hope, a sense of lighterness. I know that I do consciously. I know that I'm feeling this big energetic shift. And we've had a lot that has happened, not just from what's been happening in society in 2020, but what we saw from, a lot of full moons. We had 2 full moons in 1 month in October. We had a rare blue moon. We've had an eclipse this month. We have an eclipse next month. We've had a lot of astrology take place in, Mercury gone retrograde a few times. There's been a lot of unseen things in our world that has impacted us, along with everything else that we are seeing in our world. So as we move into 2021, I'm going to be having this latest article in my newsletter. Hope to put it out on Ohm Times Magazine. And also we'll be talking about this on my one of my first broadcast shows in 2021 about what I see coming up for the year, just like I did for 2020. But I can tell you that if you're in a personal year of the 5 in numerology, you just add up your birthday from the, your date, your day, your month, and your full year to break down what that number, total number is, and you break that down to a single digit. And if you break down to a 5, it's going to be a very interesting year for you. But for the rest of us, because we're in a midpoint of numerology, which means 1 through 9, and then we start over again. So this year, right now, 2020 is the year of the four. The roaring 20s are the master builder or the dedicated worker. And as we move into five, this is the midpoint. And this is the year of opportunity, what we like to say, create a bridge toward all possibilities in life. And I see some amazing things happening in 2021, you guys, not only just with the vaccine for this pandemic that we're all fighting against COVID, but I do see more of this great coming together. It's going to be a tough from a political standpoint for the United States, but in the end, I do see this great coming together. And some new technologies are going to emerge. Some new ways of thinking are going to emerge. Some new ways of travel are going to emerge. Some new ways of space exploration are going to be uncovered. And some information that has been covered for many, many years is going to start to seep out into the public. And what does that do? It creates a paradigm shift. It creates a shift, just like I go back to the printing press in the 1400s when the printing press came into play. A lot of people don't realize what the printing press did to educate people, to help people to start reading and to start being educated. And there's so many shifts from what the printing press did in the 1400s. 2021 to me feels that same way. And we're already seeing it through the social media, how social media has impacted our lives and how it's, you know, whether, you know, it's misinformation or what you're reading is real or fake news. There's a lot of things going on, a lot of information. And I look at that from a historical standpoint of transformation. And it's going to be a very fun year. It's going to be this bridge year, the middle year between 1 and 9 from a numerology. And it's going to carry what I say is an energy of intelligence. It's going to make 2021 a time to open your mind and learn about what you are curious about, especially in the areas that give you joy. And that's what I'm talking about, happiness hacks. That's why I've been sharing with you this last hour about little things that you can do to explore, discover through mind, body, and spirit, or as I like to say, being an intuitive prospector, to find that diamond within, to find that spiritual gold, find that gold within, whatever that is for you. I always remind people, you can always remain a piece of coal. That's your choice. But if you want to apply a little pressure in what you do and who you are and explore, in 2021, that's how the coal changes into the diamond, because a diamond is only created with extreme pressures. So no pressure, no diamond. It's free will and choice. But in 2021, this is a time to really find that freedom, freedom from this COVID, freedom from, judgment and opinions of racism or equality or who you love. That's going to be a big freedom. That's going to be a big part of the great coming together that I talked about this year. It's also going to be, loving, and we're going to start to shift into more of that love and of course that adventure and things that bring you joy. Plan in 2021 to take your time, because there will be more going on this year than you anticipated, just so you know. If you maintain some order in your routine and how you live your life, you'll have the means to experience this unexpectedly, but have fun with it, have adventure energy to it. Be open to making some changes as well in 2021, because this universal year of five, it's a time to find new outlets for your motivation, new ways of being, new ways of creation. Especially if you're a five, if that is your life path this year coming up in 2021, this is going to be impacting people worldwide. I feel that with 2021, there's going to be new understanding and exploring new horizons. I feel that that's part of that great coming together that I foresaw was, you know, people are going to start to have common topics and they're going to start to explore these new ways of thinking. You've always heard it, well, it's always been done this way. Well, in 2021, I don't think that's going to work anymore. I think people are going to say, that may be the case. It's been done this way for all these years, but let's find a new way to be better humans, to be a better version of ourselves than we were in 2020. So I'm looking forward to the year 2021. I can tell you that, especially if you're a pioneer, if you're self-motivated and you're ready to take on some action of your own, this will be the year to do it. This will be, the economy will come back. We will find a vaccine specifically for me and what I have been dreaming about and seeing. And when I say that as a seer, sometimes when I'm meditating, I can see things, not necessarily they're going to happen verbatim, but I see things unfolding. I see like visions of like newspaper clippings or magazine articles. I was interviewed here in Seattle for West Seattle newspaper, and they asked me, who did you predict? Who did I see winning the election? And not from a political standpoint, because I'm a constitutionalist, But I saw Biden winning. I saw Biden winning over 300 on the Electoral College. I actually saw that number. I saw a clipping of a newspaper with him being sworn in. And I saw him winning the popular vote by 5 million. I'm a little bit off on the numbers. He got 306 in the Electoral College, and he was over 6 million on the popular vote. But with that comes a lot of opinions and judgments based on, because I made that prediction. So a lot of what I'm seeing, what I'm dreaming, or a lot I'm feeling, is as we move into 2021, there's going to be a lot that unfolds, but it's going to be a new way of thinking, being, and understanding, and getting out of the cycles of what we have in the past. Because I always remind people, you know, people say, when are we going to go back to normal? We're not going back to normal, you guys. Normal wasn't working before, and it's a new way of being, including the vaccine that will come around right around May is when I really start to see that it's getting distributed out to the general public, because the first doses need to go to our healthcare heroes. It needs to go to our first responders, our frontline workers. That's where the vaccine needs to go. But around May is when I really start to see where people can start to get out and not be in isolation. We're going to probably still have to wear masks until the end of 2021, just to be on the safe side, until we move into 2022, which is the year of the sixth. But I can tell you that the year of 2021 is going to be kind of that freedom loving adventure of being able to get out and experience life and to celebrate life and just start appreciating the things that we maybe once took for granted. So, lots of energy, lots of things to look forward to. I'm excited for what 2021 is going to hold for us. And again, I just want to say thank you to all of our inspired listeners. It's been surreal to me, to be honest with you, if I can be just open and honest with the listeners out there. I never thought in a million years I'd be doing spiritual work. I never thought I'd be doing a radio show, especially after 5 years, 5 seasons of Inspired Living Radio. And now that we're here, I look forward to this. I look forward to talking with all of you out there around this beautiful planet of ours that is transformative, that is going through some huge changes. But at the same time, I love having people on the show because I learned so much. And I've had a lot of PR firms recently in the last few months reach out to me to be guests on the show. And, you know, some pretty well-known people that I'm very humbled by that they would even want to be on Inspired Living Radio. So I can tell you that the lineup for next season is going to be transformative, powerful, interesting, educational, healing. That's what we do here on Inspired Living Radio. And I'm excited for what 2021 is going to bring. I'm excited to bring Inspired Living Radio back for the sixth season. And I learned so much. I grow by doing radio. And again, it's not something I ever thought in a million years that I would be doing. But now that I'm doing it, I love it. So thank you. Thank you. Thank you. This will be our last show of the year in 2020. And it's been a ride. It's been a ride, but we've done it together. Just like I told my students in my development group, just like in the Coast Guard, you got to stay together. You got to stay as a crew. You got to batten down the hatches, just like a ship in a storm. And when you batten down the hatches and you stay together and you trust the crew you're with and you trust the captain of the ship to keep steering and moving forward, we get through this. And as I'm literally saying this, the sun is literally shining down through the window in my studio, just making me feel the warmth of the sun. And 2020 will be a year to remember. 2020 will be a transformative year of how we move forward. But I am excited. I am looking forward, and I'm hopeful for what 2021 is going to bring, because the energy of 2021, like I said, is freedom, loving, adventure. Those are three powerful words. If you just say those out loud, freedom, loving, adventure, very important. So I hope that you take the rest of this year to find the time to disconnect so that you can have the time to reconnect. It's been a pleasure and an honor hanging out with you this entire year of 2020. I look forward to coming back in 2021 and that you'll join me here on Ohm Times Radio every Wisdom Wednesday, the second and fourth Wednesday of the month at 12 p.m. Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern. We'll be back same day, same bat channel, same time. And I just want to say thank you to all of our inspired listeners out there. Stay safe, stay healthy, stay properly informed, because I want to see everybody come back in 2021 and be able to participate with me, whether it's on the Facebook page or the call-in lines. And I just want to say thank you. It's a reminder to be inspired, inspire others, inspire before we expire. And most importantly, you guys, just take the time. to appreciate the moment, the magic of the moment, what you have, and everything I've talked about this last hour, an attitude for gratitude and finding that happiness within. So until our next soul adventure together, be kind, be caring, be compassionate, and most importantly, dare to dream, dare to explore, dare to live. If you want to reach out to me in 2021, visit me at marklanehart.com or internet search The Intuitive Prospector. It's been a pleasure and honor hanging out with you this hour, this year, and let's move forward into 2021 of the year of freedom, loving, adventure. And with that, I'll just sign off and say, have a great Thanksgiving, happy holidays, happy Hanukkah, stay safe, much love, much blessings, namaste.